with the Uni Illuminati in Switzerland. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. With the University Illuminati in Switzerland. Recently, a wonderful barbecue was held by Anita Lope and her sister Rita in Switzerland, in Embettingen, for the Illuminati of the University of Healing. These are a group of people who have taken the courses of the University of Healing and who have gone to the School of the Master and many other activities at the school and have joined together wherever they are for a holiday now and then and for reminding one another of how wonderful life is. At this wonderful meeting, at this super meeting in Switzerland, was Rita and Anita, twins, Lopes, Gertrude Suter, who is the head of our activity over in Switzerland, Stefan Stressley, who is one of our long-term persons who has done the University of Healing courses in a marvelous way, Herbert Marty, another long-term student who's done fantastic things, and Christina Nussbaum, and Irene Lope, and Marco, their friend, who were all at the wonderful event. It was a fantastic experience, and everyone had just a really great time. From the pictures we see, they ate well, too. And, of course, this is part of having a barbecue together, is eating well and enjoying life. Now, Anita said the discussions that the group had were all very inspiring and uplifting and illuminating, and everyone had some good words to say about everyone else. They realized that their life is a reflection of what goes on in their mind. They realized that their life is a reflection of the type of thoughts that they share with themselves and that they share with others, and how important these thoughts are to maintain them always in their highest and best. Now, the name Illuminati comes from ancient history, and it's about people who are illumined, and they get together as they walk their spiritual path and as they listen to the divine ideas that are within them. And as they listen and they walk the divine path, beautiful things happen for them. Their life takes on a new glory, a new wonder, a new magic that never seemed possible before. Now, this term is given to this group of people who are presently extinct, and the term is that they were living what they believe. They were the Illuminati. They were living what was in their heart. Now, truly, every person on the face of the earth is basically living what is in their heart. Every person on the face of the earth is a member of the Illuminati, because every person thinks and acts upon those things that are important for their life. As this group of wonderful students get together, of the many hundreds of students from throughout the world of the University of Healing, they talk about magic and they talk about dreams. Anita was telling a story about how she met a lady in the neighborhood in Embettingen in Switzerland. And as she met the lady, Heidi, she talked with Heidi and they discussed philosophy and they discussed ideas and they discussed ways of thinking about things. And Anita said specifically to herself, "I will not teach. I will not preach. I will not try to make this person think that I am more superior to them. I will just be interested in who they are, draw them out, and guide them, if necessary, into their finest path and their highest and most wonderful way of thinking." Well, Anita did this. And as she did this, the lady that she talked to was very delighted with sharing philosophy and sharing positive thinking. And after their discussion together, after their thinking together, Anita did not see Heidi for a short time. And then Heidi came back into the light and said, "Anita, Anita, what wonderful things it was to discuss with you. I put into motion all those thoughts that I had had, but I hadn't paid much attention to. And thank you so much for inspiring me to be myself and have fun and live my life in a beautiful, glorious way." And Anita was startled and sparkled and delighted to see what she did by not doing anything except being herself and having fun. As Anita goes around the world being herself and having fun, she finds that the results are outstanding and remarkable. She finds that the ideas that come to her are unique and very special. Just as Rita, her sister, is doing wonderful things and having a fantastic time raising their dog, Balador. And as Gertrude is living in her home there and with her grandchildren and her children and living a life filled with the magic of family who care so deeply and wonderfully about her, she lives her philosophy. She lives who she is. And Stefan goes around teaching in every way he can what he believes about himself. And what he believes about himself is something so magical, so wonderful, that all the world wants to know more about it, and they want to be just like him. They admire him, they respect him, they worship him to a degree. And he has to keep saying to them, "You're only worshiping in me what you are in yourself. You only see in me what wonderful things you are in yourself, and you compliment me by doing that, and thank you very much." And Herbert Marty, who has gone through many wonderful adventures in life, and they still compile for him the wonderful adventures that he has, he looks at everything that he touches with the King Midas touch, and it turns to gold, it turns to abundance, it turns to joy. And his own son is turning to the magical being of a herbologist working in with animals, with snakes, with orangutans, and being a superior student in every way. And his daughter, a pharmacologist of the most high repute, all reaching the top rungs of the ladder. And his wife, a most outstanding, beautiful woman, who lives her life according to the dreams and desires and goals within her. Unfettered by anyone's limitations, she moves forward to the magic of her being. And Irene, our magical Irene, who spent time in many different areas of the world and found that Turkey is a new delight for her and her friend Marco. The two of them are buying a house in Turkey and are going to live there and enjoy a magical life in this most unusual country for a Swiss person. But they will bring their Swiss attitudes to Turkey, and Turkey will be blessed by their presence, because it will be found that Turkey is fantastic in all its glorious ways. Now, she was there, and Marco were at the Illuminati party, and Christina Nussbaum was there. Christina, over all the years we've known her, has never changed a bit. She's always beautiful, charming, young, vital, dynamic, glorious, a beautiful, wonderful person. And everything she does is a little mark of pleasantness in her life. She is not choosing to run after big ideas and big goals. She's including the little ideas that make life happy for herself, for everyone in her world, and all the people in her world call her magic. All the people in her world call her wonderful, and all the people in her world call her good. This is what life is all about. This is what we are all about. And if we can realize that we too are members of the Illuminati, We too are members of this wonderful group of beings who live in the net and at the edge and in the center and in the allness of being illumined at all times. This is your gift for yourself, as it is for myself. This is our gift for all in our world. It is the realization that we are the Illuminati. Claim this for yourself now. And as you hear the words, the melody, the magic of Lieberstrom, realize that it is not only for the Swiss that the Illuminati is doing this wonderful thing. It's for every person everywhere in the world, starting with you and including you and shooting out everywhere from you. Delight today in being an Illuminati, for truly you are.